This is a recording for the Robert Greenstein Conference with Center on Budget and Policy, Monday, February 3rd, 2014, scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience in holding. We now have our speakers in conference. Please be aware that each of your lines is in a listen-only mode. At the conclusion of our speakers' presentation, we will open the floor for questions. Instructions will be given at that time on the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn this conference over to Shannon Salane. You may begin.
Thanks so much, Chantel. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining today's call. I'm Shannon Spillane, Vice President for Communications with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Today's call will focus on the Center's forthcoming report that examines the extent to which states conduct long-term budget planning. The report ranks the states and the District of Columbia on the degree to which they use tools that can help them chart their fiscal course accurately and make corrections when needed. You all should have received a link that allows you access to the report and related materials under embargo. A reminder that those materials, along with the contents of this briefing, will remain under embargo until 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, February 4th, otherwise known as midnight tonight. Our speaker for today's call is Elizabeth McNichol, Senior Fellow here at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities and a co-author of the report. Joining her for the Q&A portion of the call is Vincent Palacios, Research Associate and another co-author of the report. Following Elizabeth's remarks, we'll go to your questions, and I'll now turn it over to her.
Thanks, Shannon. Good afternoon. Over the next few weeks and months, governors and legislative leaders will make important decisions about funding for schools, healthcare, and other areas, as well as about state tax policy. The state budgets that will be adopted have consequences for a state's fiscal and economic security that last long beyond the budget year. But too often, the focus of budget debates is just the short term, the 1 or 2 year budget cycles. The call for long-term planning is almost universal among budget professionals, bond agencies, and academics, but there's considerable pressure to focus just on immediate effects. There are a host of tried and true budget tools, like multi-year forecasts, consensus revenue estimates, or rainy day funds that allow states to develop and follow a map for the future. But they are not always used, or at least not always used well. Because planning is so important, the Center decided to take a close look at current state budget and tax planning practices to highlight ways that they can improve. I'm going to speak briefly about three things: the benefits of better fiscal planning, the results of our report, and why the timing is right for states to improve these practices. First, there are many benefits to better planning. Using long-term planning tools reduces uncertainty for businesses about the taxes they will owe and the services they will receive, which can make a state a more attractive place to run a business. Good planning can help states avoid making decisions during tough economic times that do long-term damage even after the economy improves, such as neglecting infrastructure needs or skipping pension payments. Better planning can ensure that government programs are better designed and have the funding they need to successfully reach their goals, making government more efficient and effective. Next, let me talk about our report. Drawing on our experience and that of other budgeting experts, we identified a key set of tools that states can use to create responsible, accurate budgets and give citizens more information about their state's budget priorities. The 10 tools we identified fall into three categories, and these tools are listed in the press release that you may have. First, states should map the future impact of the budget so lawmakers can see how their decisions will affect the state's fiscal health, both today and in the future. Forecasts beyond the budget year of revenues and spending can provide such a map. Second, states need standards and oversight to ensure that the cost estimates for government programs and services are professional, credible, and non-political. Ways to do that include consensus revenue forecasts, a legislative fiscal office, and independent reviews of methods of estimating pension costs. Third, states need tools that keep the state on course when there are bumps in the road, because no one can predict the future with 100% accuracy. rainy day funds, tax expenditure oversight, pension funding and debt guidelines, and regular budget status reports can help here. We interviewed we reviewed the state's use of these tools and gave them a score based on whether and how well they use these tools. Here's what we found. As you can see from the map in our press release, sound planning is not a partisan or regional practice. Some of the states that do the best job of planning ahead include Connecticut, Maryland, and Tennessee. At the other end of the spectrum, states with the most need for improvement are New Jersey, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. And the degree to which states use particular tools also varies widely. Rainy day funds are very common, for example, but few states require a regular examination of tax expenditures. All states use some of these tools, but there's room for improvement in every state. And finally, I'll explain why now is the right time for states to make improvements. As you know, states have faced and continue to face many fiscal challenges. States have yet to recover from the devastating impact the Great Recession had on budgets. Demographic changes, such as an aging population, are putting increasing pressure on states, and the federal government is on track to make deep spending cuts that could hit states hard. Despite these challenges, state-funded services such as education, transportation, and health care remain essential to the state's economy now and into the future. With the economy slowly recovering, states are no longer in crisis mode as they prepare their budgets for next year. There's some breathing room for policymakers to look ahead. Right now, state policymakers from California to Wisconsin to New York are deciding whether to restore funding for investments like education that were cut during the recession, replenish reserves, or cut taxes, or some combination of these and other options, decisions that will have long-term effects. As they weigh these choices, state policymakers should be looking beyond a year ahead and asking, how will our budget choices today affect our ability to provide residents with a high quality of life in the future, prepare our state's workforce for the jobs of the future, and build the infrastructure for the emerging needs of the state? The tools described in our report can provide information that will help states answer these questions. States should take this opportunity to improve their ability to plan. Laying out a clear roadmap by using more of the tools outlined in our report can help states build a strong economy and weather future tough economic times. Thank you.